The political climate of late, with the election of President Donald Trump, is turbulent. His anti-Muslim travel ban, the expanded field of undocumented immigrants targeted for deportation, Trump's repeated talk and promise of building a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border, and calling for 15,000 more Border Patrol agents and Immigration Customs Enforcement agents has sparked great anxiety among immigrants and those wanting to come to the United States. I recently traveled to almost the southernmost point of Texas to visit family. While I was there, I took a day trip to Mexico to talk to people in the border town of Progreso to get their opinions and ask about their experiences coming to the United States. I'm traveling with my father, Jim, and his wife, Frida. We are on Bill Summers International Boulevard, otherwise known as the 1015 highway that takes you over the Rio Grande through U.S. Customs and Border Protection into Progreso, Mexico. Before crossing the border, we are greeted with a warning sign that Frida reads aloud.
Warning, into Mexico, penalty, prison. You carry illegal firearms or ammunition.
We come up to a toll booth, and much to my dad's dismay, the toll price into Mexico has gone up.
$3?
$3, yes, sir.
It used to be $1.50.
Way back?
Way back?
Thank you.
Then we come to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Inspection Station, where officers are inspecting the trunks of cars and even the back of an empty pickup truck. Then it's our turn. I took a couple of pictures, and that was not looked upon favorably.
Hello.
Open the door, please.
I think it's open.
Okay. No, no está permitido tomar fotos.
No.
Pictures, no permitido.
Oh, okay.
¿Las puede borrar clean?
What?
Clean.
No camera.
De foto, fotografía, clean, borrar.
Y no comprende.
Nada, le checamos. A ver, ¿cuáles tomó? ¿Me permite su celular?
You want my camera?
Ajá, para ver qué fotos tomó.
Wait, what do you want my
de
camera?
De captura foto.
What?
La foto capturada.
Can't take
it. Oh, I have to take a picture? I have to pay you?
Sí, a ver.
How much?
¿Puedes decirle que... ese tuvo tomado
foto de su celular?
Aquí, a mí...
Oh, erase it.
Okay, I can see your gallery. Your, This for delayed, please.
Okay, why?
It's no.
You're not allowed to take it.
No photography office.
Okay.
Office. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, gracias.
Thank you.
We head over to the duty-free store, which is just over the border, and the cashier, Cheryl, is American.
Where are you from?
New Hampshire.
Where do you live now?
Oh, over here.
You live in Mexico?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my husband's Mexican.
Nice.
Don't tell Donald Trump. So here's your receipt. If you're walking, our depot's open if you want to leave it there.
We go further down the street where people appear to be having a great time, shopping, drinking at the outdoor counter at a local bar, and listening to local musicians. Progreso is a very busy area full of Americans shopping and Mexicans trying to earn a living. There is a pharmacy just about every three stores, several dentist offices, and street vendors selling everything from purses to leather belts to jewelry to t-shirts to big wooden beer mugs with the logos of NFL football teams on them. Street vendors are everywhere, and I engage one in conversation and tell him I'm a reporter from the U.S.
What's your name?
Sammy.
Sammy?
Yes.
Do you ever go over to the other side? Do you ever go to the United States?
Yes.
Has it been harder for you since to get over there?
Nah, I cross the border like nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a Mexican citizen?
Yeah.
So how often do you go over to the States?
Every time I want to.
And what's it like for you crossing over?
Like nothing. I mean, it's normal. I mean, no problem.
How long have you been living here?
Long time.
You live in Progreso?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been living here?
15 years.
Where are you from originally?
Salvador.
Oh.
Central America.
What brought you up here?
Americans. I like to practice my English.
I continue to walk down the street, and employees from the shops just off the busy main drag stand on the sidewalk trying to get potential customers to come in for a manicure or pedicure. Frida and I follow a man from one of the shops into a salon. And another shopkeeper sees us and shows his disappointment at us walking into his competitor's place across the courtyard. We get settled in, and I try to engage my manicurist in conversation, but we have a language barrier.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a reporter out of Chicago. I just want to ask you guys your opinions on some stuff. Is that okay?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you understand your name?
Yeah. Huh?
No, you want a picture?
Picture? No. I want a picture.
¿Quiere algo, pero no sé qué diseño? Esmeralda, ¿por qué no quitas esa silla de tres, una chiquita de adentro, para que se pueda mover ahí?
They call another shop employee over who speaks English. Her name is Lydia Rosanna Gregg, and she is from Guatemala.
I'm a reporter out just outside of Chicago with Lakeshore Public Radio.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ella es una reportera. Ajá. Y quiere reportar lo que está pasando desde aquí para Chicago, para que lo den a conocer el servicio que ustedes dan.
Ah.
¿Está bien?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, it's fine. So you're putting what she's doing to you or what?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys your opinions on the new U.S. president Donald Trump.
Ah.
What do you guys think about the whole thing he wants to do with the wall and stuff? What's your opinion on all that? Has that changed anything around here?
I don't think so. You know what I mean? He will never will do that. In my opinion, he never will do that.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because we never going to stop to try to get into United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not nobody to decide what to do in our lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I was deported a long time ago too. That's why I'm here in Mexico. I was deported since 2012.
Oh, you've been here since 2012?
Yes. Yeah.
In Progreso?
No, in my country. And so that's why I'm here, because my kids are United States citizens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my husband too is citizen.
Oh.
So I have to wait until my time is done. 2023, I think, is finished. So after that, I go back to the United States. If Trump don't want it, I mean, I have to get in, you know what I mean? With my right papers. Okay?
So what, I don't understand. So wait, what do you mean your time is done?
Because 10 years punishment.
For what?
For getting illegal in the United States. I used to live 17 years in there. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And they caught me, and they say you have to go back to your country. Yeah. June 2012. They go arrest me to my house for go back to Guatemala. I was for 3 months in jail. Yeah. It was kind of hard. It's not easy to live that, being legal in United States. And now I feel so sorry for those are inside. And I don't know if it's true, everything was happening, but we have to pray and live in God's hands. He's the only one who take care of us. And take care of your country too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know many people like you, they don't agree what's happening. And many, yes, they're so happy. You know what I mean? Maybe many people, they're not happy what they're doing, and some people, they're happy what they're doing. You know what I mean? But, like I said again, God's no. That God will touch his heart, Trump's heart, you know, to see what to do. We decided that that's fine for us, right? So.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Nice talking to you.
Nice to meet you.
When our manicures are done, we head back out to the bustling street, and there's still so much more I want to ask Lydia Rosanna. So I go back and find her, and when I do, I ask her about her kids and her husband.
He's American.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And you have how many kids? Three?
I have three boys.
And they're American?
Yeah, they're citizens.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're not then?
No, I'm not with them because they take me out of the country. Yeah.
They came to your house, you said, and arrested
you? Yes, they come into my house with a big lawyer. They say they're looking for somebody. So we open the door, you know what I mean? And when we open the door, and he's saying, your name is Lydia Rosanna de Leon Valenzuela. I say, yes, okay, we are ICE, you know what I mean? They're lying to us. And they get it to arrest me in the front of my kids. I say, do not take me out in the front of my kids. Let me talk to them. No, he said, you don't have permission to talk to them. So they take me out from my house. They take out all my papers. I have it with me. And I put them in some kind of van, you know what I mean?
When did that happen?
That happened September 9th, 2012.
And you were in jail?
I was in jail for 3 months. My husband tried to fight my case, so like that maybe I can stay in the United States. And they was kind of mad with my husband, all right? And so they put me in different jail. I was in Wichita, Kansas jail, right? But when they saw that my husband tried to fight my case, they moved me out quickly, all right, as soon as possible, to bring me to different states. I don't remember what the name of the states. For maybe 5 weeks, I wasn't there. Then the airplane was ready for me to go back to my country.
Yeah. Where did they take you?
Guatemala. You know what I mean? Straight to Guatemala. Yeah.
Were you in jail in Guatemala too?
No, I don't was in jail. They only take me, brought me an airplane, and then that after that I go straight to Guatemala, and then they take me the what is called this handcuff, mm-hmm. the stuff. Yeah, and that's it. I never saw my kids again. You know what I mean?
And that was back in the last time you saw your kids was in 2012.
2012, yeah. But my husband bring it to me sometimes. You know what I mean? So now I'm here in Mexico. Because I was getting crazy in my country, in Guatemala. Because I want to see my kids, you know what I mean? Because
sure.
I want to see my kids and see, enjoy with them, right? So I told my husband I want to come close to them. They're from Wichita, Kansas. So they saw everything to move to Nuevo Paraiso, Texas. So they're living right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am here, right? So like I had a chance to see my kids every weekend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to go back to the States at any time?
No, right now. My time is up. So I have 5 more years left.
And then what happens in 5 years?
And my husband has to start my case again and see if they give me permission to come back legally to the United States. I mean, I hope so. I mean, that will work. If you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at least I'm happy right now. I can see my kids.
Yeah.
Because the family is supposed to be together. And I know... I broke the rules. I understand and I respect that. All right? But I know I was doing nothing illegal. Only want a chance to stay, but they not let me to stay. So, I mean, you have to do what they say, right? But the thing we was mad with is because they lied to us. We opened the door, we was thinking they was looking for some person, and there was nobody that was looking for me.
Who did you think they were?
When I saw them, so there was the only cops, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But ICE, immigration, wasn't behind them. So they say they come into my house and they ask me, who is leader Rosanna? I say, that's me. Why? You on the rest. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was kind of hard for me and my kids too, and my husband. Yeah.
What was it like in jail for 3 months?
Oh, this is awful. Be careful with that. Yeah, it's awful being there because they make you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You sleep in there really cold because they turn on the AC. Mm-hmm. 0 under, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of hard to be in there, but you know what? You have to handle. It's kind of crazy. Many people in one room, we sleep maybe 20 girls in one room.
Lydia Rosanna's boys are 14, 12, and 10 years old. Lydia says her husband tried to get a lawyer right after she was arrested, but he was told that it didn't matter if he hired a lawyer. Lydia would be taken out of the U.S. anyway because she already had the deportation.
So do you plan on going over back to the States when your time is up?
Yes, I'm planning because my kids are not happy. Actually, they're in the United States, living in the United States, but they're still not happy. You know what I mean?
How are you going to get there?
I'm waiting for my time is up, and my husband have a plan to hire a lawyer again. And, well, let's go see what's happening, what the lawyer say and what the judge going to say too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, all depends. Like I said inside, I leave this in God's hands, you know what I mean? But right now I'm so happy because I can see my kids most in the weekends. Yeah, better than nothing.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.